Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 226, Five Things That Are Worth the Money, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am your host, Dan, and notice that I did not say Minimalist Monday. That's something we do pretty often here on the show, but not today. In fact, some minimalists might disagree with Ramit's post about what he thinks is worth the money, although it is short, so I guess in that way it is sort of minimal. But anyway, the article is pretty popular. It's fairly new, and it already has about 120 comments below it. So clearly it resonated with people. So we thought it would be a fun one to share right here on the show. So with that, let's jump into the post and start optimizing your life. Five Things That Are Worth the Money by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. Unlike a lot of the other advice out there telling you to cut back on everything and live in a treehouse until you die, no burial costs needed when you let Mother Nature do her thing, I encourage people to spend extravagantly on the things you love as long as you cut costs mercilessly on the things you don't. Today, five things that I think are worth the money. Then I want to hear from you. 1. Flowers. If you've ever bought flowers for someone from a run-of-the-mill florist, you know the difference between what you see and what your recipient gets. It's like buying a Big Mac and getting a cardboard sandwich. You can see an actual picture of flowers ordered and what was received on this post as an example. The best flowers are from a site called Ode a la Rose. Yes, they're expensive, and yes, they look even better than the photos and last forever. Save the site for a special occasion. The bouquet shown on this article costs $95 but is 100% worth the money. If you've never bought flowers for someone, come on, at least go surprise your mom today. 2. Your phone and computer. Just buy the best and stop messing around. You use these things for hours every single day. If you're trying to save $75 on 1 gigabyte of storage, you're going to hate yourself very soon. By the way, the key to buying the best is actually keeping it as long as you can. There's a video on this post that shows how I did it with an old phone. By the way, the video is from 2008, so cut me some slack. 3. Books. I have a simple rule for books. In fact, it's called Ramit's book buying rule. If you're thinking about buying a book, just buy it. Don't waste 5 seconds debating. Even one idea makes it worth it. This is true for anything education related. If I see a course and it costs $10, $2,000, even $25,000, I don't blink an eye. If I need to fly across the country to meet someone for coffee, I'm on a plane. Big thanks to my parents for teaching me this principle. Yes, my parents taught us that the price of a book should never stop us. We went to the library, found used copies, or just found the money. 4. Extra phone chargers, pre-cut vegetables, and anything convenience-related. One of the best purchases I ever made was buying a second phone charger, one for my living room, one for my bedroom. For $29, I can feel happier every single day. Think about the little inconveniences in life that can be solved with less than $50. You run out of Tupperware, or you have to do laundry every week because you run out of gym shorts, or you avoid eating celery because you have to cut and wash it. As long as you can afford it, spend the money, solve the problem, and move on. 5. Unforgettable experiences. I remember traveling and saying, no, we shouldn't book a tour from the hotel. It's always a ripoff. I ended up not doing the tour at all. I should have just booked the tour, even if it cost me an extra $50. The older you get, the rarer it is to truly have a new, unforgettable experience. Most of the meals I have are forgettable, and I live in NYC. Most airplanes I travel on are the same. So when I get the chance to experience something new, seeing a new show or going to a cocktail class, I jump at it. You probably won't remember the extra 200 thread count sheets you got 5 years from now. By the way, if you think thread count is the way to measure sheets, do some homework. But if you get the chance to go through an experience, a meal, a museum, even a weird night out with friends, those are the things you'll never forget. It's worth it. You just listened to the post titled Five Things That Are Worth the Money by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And definitely a different perspective than we've heard from our other authors, especially our minimalist authors. Or, hey, maybe you'd think they'd agree to an extent. You can comment on this episode at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you want to be entered into book raffles every month and also get some helpful spreadsheet tools from us, come by oldpodcast.com and join our weekly newsletter. You can also text to join. All you have to do is send the word financial to the number 44222. And I'm going to leave it at that today. Tomorrow, we're going to hear the start of a two-part post from Leo Babauta over at Zen Habits. He has 20 money hacks for us. So stay tuned for that post tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.